Malaikahana on Oahu's north shore is a rare place of refuge in a crowded island where locals and visitors can rent beachside cabins to get away from it all. That's likely to change if the Church of Latter-day Saints, which owns much of the land in that part of the island through its economic arm, Hawaii's Reserves, gets its way. It has plans to build more than 500 new housing units at Malaikahana, and Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton has that story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good. 550 new units would meet a community need. It's Laie is known as an overcrowded community, right? But it really would change that community quite a bit, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. And that's the sort of tension that's going on up there. You know, if you look at census data, for instance, it's very crowded. You know, we're talking about maybe 1,000 or 1,100 housing units for about 6,100 people, and about half of the households there have four or more people living there. And, you know, we hear anecdotal reports of like eight people living in a house. So it is crowded. But the question is, well, what to do about it?
Well, 550 units would certainly alleviate that, but it would also change the character of the shoreline, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the thought, and really the push is, and what's going on now is there is a bill before the city council that would essentially keep the country, keep Malaikahana, where the Mormon Church wants to develop or has targeted for development. It would keep that as ag land and really, again, keep it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
The church is pushing back, saying, well, we want to be able to build more housing, and that's a place. There's a meeting tonight at Haula to discuss this at the elementary school there. So this bill that's been pending for a while, it looks like it's getting some traction and might be moving forward.
Is that
and
meeting...
that would keep it country. That would keep the country, as they say.
If the bill goes forward.
Yes.
Is that likely meeting tonight likely to be a contentious one?
I think so. I mean, what I'm hearing from both sides is a lot of people are interested in it, and there will be a lot of people there.
And council members in attendance?
Yes, it's a committee of the city council that's hearing the bill. It's Ikaika Anderson is the chair, and Ernest Martin is the council member out there. So Councilman Anderson is the one who sort of organized this and has called it. And, of course, Councilman Martin is very interested since it's his district.
In the background of all this is the enormous economic power of the LDS Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, through Hawaii Reserve, which is, as I understand it, it's kind of its economic arm, yeah?
Yes, here we have Hawaii Reserves. They have other arms on the mainland and Utah and other places. And again, it is a very big business operation. They have, as you mentioned, they have Hawaii Reserves here, and that has shopping center in Laie. It runs a lot of the things in Laie. It's very, very big and powerful there. We have the Polynesian Cultural Center. Again, it's about a $70 million operation in revenue. It's tax-exempt. They have operations on the mainland in Utah. They own, you know, TV stations. A publishing arm owns the Deseret News newspaper in Salt Lake City. They've recently built the City Creek Center, this big mall in downtown Salt Lake City. One scholar who studied this says that he estimates that the church's revenue, with including tithings and revenue from all these businesses, equals $50 billion a year, which seems enormous. But this scholar has a lot of credibility and has been looking at this for a long time. So,
well, money's power, right? Thanks a lot, Stuart, for talking with us. We'll look to see what news comes out of this hearing tonight. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.